Everybody, welcome back to Vikings Connected. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Chris Hockey. This is Aaron Newberg. How much fun was the mascot game?
The mascot game was so much fun.
Yeah.
But I think everybody needs to be aware of something.
What's that?
You can't trust this cute little face.
No, you can't.
These are the guys our moms warned us about. Look what he did to this kid.
You know what? I hope this kid had as much fun as it looks like he was having right there. And I hope he appreciates that. I would have that poster on my wall if that was me. In fact, that wasn't the only fun thing. Let's check out the sights and sounds, the highlights of the mascot game with our friend Paul Allen.
Following is a presentation of VHBO Unreal Sports.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to VHBO's Unreal Sports. I'm your host, Paul Allen. Tonight, we take a deeper look at the fascinating world of mascot halftime games. The most recent of these events took place last weekend at U.S. Bank Stadium. It went by the name of Mascot Mania 2. Our team has been tracking the production for months, and we are happy to share with you some of the sights and sounds. Enjoy.
My name is Benjamin Lewis Lieber, and I'm renouncing all claims to the Nacho Man, effective immediately.
Oh, yeah, it's me, the Nacho Man.
And you're not the Nacho Man. You're Ben Lieber.
Ben Lieber signed his Nacho retirement papers. Come this Sunday, I'm going to get my revenge on those peewee punks. Mascot Mania 2, new Nacho, same old domination. Be there!
Mascot Mania 2, in the end, lived up to the hype. It also signified the downfall of the Nacho Man. The Nacho Man was unavailable for comment following Mascot Mania 2. Hopefully one day, we all will learn the true identity of the Nacho Man. For VHBO Unreal Sports, I'm Paul Allen. Thanks for watching.